Welcome to Notes on Nursing Live, compelling interviews with today's nurses who are changing healthcare. Brought to you by Johnson & Johnson. Notes on Nursing Live, presented by Johnson & Johnson, is the podcast extension of the national bi-monthly e-digest Notes on Nursing, which shines a spotlight on nurses as innovators and critical change makers in the delivery of positive patient outcomes within today's healthcare landscape. You can subscribe to receive Notes on Nursing updates at the Johnson & Johnson Nursing website, nursing.jnj.com. Every month, Notes on Nursing content is accompanied by two episodes of this podcast, which provides greater insights and nurse perspectives into topics discussed in the e-digest. You can listen to previous episodes of Notes on Nursing Live on the podcast player at nursing.jnj.com, and don't forget to subscribe to the entire series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Notes on Nursing Live, I interview healthcare innovation champion and nurse, Hiyam Nadell. Hiyam is the nursing director of the Obstetrics and Gynecology Department and an innovation specialist at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. She educates nurses about opportunities to innovate and helps them bring their ideas to life through Mass General's Innovation Design Excellence Awards, IDEA, grant program. Join us as we talk to her about her work as an advocate for nursing innovation in healthcare. Hello, Hiyam. It's great to talk with you and have you on the show. And I'd like to take a moment to welcome you. If you would, please tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself to our audience.
Thank you, Jamie. It's an honor to be on the podcast. My name is Hiyam Nadell, and currently what I always tell people is my daytime job is nursing director for OBGYN at Mass General Hospital. And the way I got into this, I think for all nursing who can identify with this, is that you're always, trying to, put a stopgap or do a modification of your workflow or equipment, et cetera. But we never think about ourselves as natural innovators, and maybe we ought to stop and think about that, that in fact, that modification can in fact be our innovation. And so I recognized very early on in my, when I was a student, that this was happening, and then later on I would see things that I did with tape and then have it commercialized and said, maybe there is really something to this. Then I became involved with Northeastern University, which was my undergrad, and then they did the first nurse hackathons and beginning to educate nurses that you are, in fact, an innovator. And from there, Mass General pulled me aside and said, hey, what kind of work are you doing with Northeastern? And we discussed it. And then the chief nurse put aside some funding, and we started our own program to award two nurses a year and, help them develop their idea and innovation. And just to step aside for a second, it's not just nursing, it's patient care services, so we also include our physical therapists, perhaps, occupational therapy, social workers. So it's really exciting. What we've seen is mostly nurses so far, and they're really solving very big problems within our institution and across the country. So I think that's gives us a little bit of how I get into this. And again, it's exciting to be in a culture where they embrace innovation and not just say, oh, go right ahead and innovate, but really put some resources and funding behind it.
No, that's fantastic. And I really enjoy hearing about that kind of support from Mass General and from all the things you've done in the past to be involved with innovation with nurses at all levels. And I liked hearing that you talked about your journey in innovation as a nurse began as a student, because I think universities have a role to play in that as well. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, absolutely. And I think they're recognizing that. And you could see, in addition to Northeastern, now UMass Medical in Worcester, I've spoken to Ohio. We've had other universities reach out to us and ask us about our program. But when we did work within Northeastern, we made sure that the students all had access to these programs for free. So if they were a nursing student, they can come in and not have to pay for the event, which I think was encouraging to them. And you would see them within the audience, which was very attractive.
You know, sometimes I think we as nurses kind of get in our own way when it comes to stepping out of the traditional roles that we see ourselves in. And we don't always like to toot our own horns either and say, hey, I came up with this idea. What do you do to help nurses really see themselves as innovators, you know, to get them to kind of break out of that shell a little bit?
Well, so the first thing we do is we send out an email, you know, when there are events such as Northeastern or Boston College, and we send the nurses there, so we fund that piece. But also what I've done in the most recent past is actually go to the nurses to their floors. So first of all, you know, sometimes it's very difficult to get away from the unit or to take the time off to do that. So we're giving sort of a hybrid. Okay, well, I'm going to come to you. And so some of the units are inviting me. We go up. We just, you know, I just explain, what does innovation mean? It's not just really about inventing a medical device. You could come up with a very innovative process. So I help them define it, or I'll say, well, you know, tell me a little bit about your work day. What are your pain points? And that is the key to beginning to think about what we do to resolve those pain points. But what we've seen so far with the awardees is the first awardee has had a patient who fell. And then when we started to look at the hospital fall rates and how much it costs the country, and so we decided to help him develop his prototype. And essentially, it's just really giving patients privacy in the bathroom. Because when we look at the hospital falls, we actually see that more than half of hospital falls are all around toileting. So is there something else that we're not doing or thinking about that allows the patient to get up on their own, despite telling them, please don't do that, let's give us a call? So we're looking at all of that, and we're teaching the nurses, okay, let's take this on. What is there anything else out in the market? So I'm teaching them how to do market research. And then we teach them, you can't just build something just for one floor. We talk about scalability. Can we put this in people's homes? Can we, in nursing homes, and rehab? So we teach them how to think about scaling it as well. So it's been a very exciting journey to watch them really learn that. And then what our hope is the awardees then sort of their go back to their own units and then encourage more innovation and sort of teach them how to also go through that process.
And it's not just about the individual nurses, the innovators on the floors. It's also about finding the right leaders to become the champions for these processes and programs in the facilities themselves. I noticed in reading about some of the things you do that you act as an accelerator for nurses who win these grants at Mass General. What does it mean to act in that role? Because it sounds to me like that's a leadership role that other nurses who are in leadership positions will need to assume as well.
Exactly. Again, I talk a lot about the culture, and it is the culture is really critical, that it embraces people to think about ideas and innovation. I feel like Mass General has always been like this, but now we're turning a little bit of the spotlight onto nurses and other caregivers. And so, again, it's not just saying, yes, we're innovative, and please go ahead and go out and innovate, because I don't think people really understand the process of that. Or at least, you know, people are busy and let's help you get there. And so my background, my MBA is focused on entrepreneurship and innovation. And so as an accelerator, I teach others on how to think about a product or think about how to implement a process, you know, bringing in all the stakeholders, you know, and it takes us about a good year with each individual awardee to really get them to where we need to start thinking differently and then go back to their own units and take leadership. The other thing we do is we meet with the nursing directors, and so we tell them, this is coming up, here's an idea, what are your thoughts? So the leadership is also learning, and you can see the excitement. People really want to do this. You can see everybody in the audience when I pull out my tape and say, how many things have you done just with this piece of tape? And you can see everybody nodding because they do it. They just don't think to take it to the next step. But now we have a path for them to do that.
I'm curious, you know, as you have nurses go through this process and participate in this program, that what their reaction is when they see their project realized. You know, it goes from that single small measure they enacted to improve an individual patient's outcome to turning it into something that is going to affect a broad spectrum of patients in multiple places.
They're just incredibly, incredibly grateful. And one of the things that we did worry about, by the way, is will they think that they can leave the bedside? And we have a problem with that, right? So we don't want nurses to leave the bedside. So one of the I think was a wonderful consequence was, I don't know if the consequence is the right word, but, you know, if people were asking them, well, what are you going to do next? Are you guys going to go open up a company? Are you going to be rich? Or, you know, what are you going to do? And so they said, oh my God, it has reinvigorated the fact that I am a bedside nurse because I can't continue to innovate if I am not with patients, families, and really thinking about new ideas. So it's just re-energized them to stay at the bedside, which is a wonderful byproduct.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought that to be the case, but that's something that's so important. And I can actually see it as one of those ways that we can help combat this issue of burnout and nurses becoming, you know, overwhelmed by the day-to-day minutiae of the things they have to do.
Exactly. And I didn't expect it either. So it's really a wonderful, wonderful thing. And it's interesting because we, as an accelerator, you know, one of the reasons I enjoy it. The second thing is we only have $5,000 for each. So I try to do as much of the work I can just to have our money go as far as we can go before we bring in a design company, for example, or, you know, tap into the metal shop here and all of that. And it just makes everybody else excited as well. And what I mean by that is everybody's coming together and thinking creatively. This is something so far from what they do each day. And the best thing is, at the end of the day, it's helping somebody. And it can't get any better. That feeling can't get any better.
So I know you talked about other facilities, other hospitals, and other systems kind of reaching out and saying, I see what you're doing. You know, what is it that we can do to change this? So what is that role that hospitals and facilities have to play? That you mentioned a culture of innovation in across the spectrum of the leadership and the individual nurses and everyone in between. Is there a common hurdle or challenge that you encounter that facilities can start looking at within their own walls to start helping innovation happen?
Well, I think for me, the biggest hurdle is it's always funding and money. And so we're lucky enough that we had a grateful donor who gave us money to do some of this, and this is why we can do that. So now, again, we're looking for additional funding. So, for example, with Johnson & Johnson doing the Fire Challenge or the American Nurses Association, so I think really looking at where you can get funding, applying for grants, and so that, you know, trying to be a part of all of that to be able to tap into some of that is what I think we need to do. And not everybody can be lucky enough to have that funding. But even if it's a small amount, to get people to start thinking differently and see what at the end of the day what their prototype will look like or their process. So, for example, one of the awardees just borrowed from Toyota, for example. They have a flip chart where they, you know, in their quality and safety, is that they went, they flip the chart for every day they have no incidents. And so the team in the medical intensive care unit decided to do the same thing to try to prevent CLABSI infection. And so every day the team would come around and they would flip the chart, no CLABSI infection, that's great. And then I don't remember the crazy amount, but they went like 32 weeks without a CLABSI infection in an intensive care unit. That is amazing. Even when across the country we've implemented what's called the bundle checklist, where you check, you know, there's a way to insert the catheter and using all these infection control techniques. But despite all of that, we still had infection rates. And so so we'd like to publish that and apply for the American Nurses Association so we can scale that. And so just using, just borrowing from other systems and other places, and, you know, that we're hoping that we can all come up and adopt some of the things that we're all doing together.
And it's interesting you bring up borrowing from other industries, because something I've seen is other industries borrowing nurses from healthcare. And I've seen this in many articles that I've been reading across the country. Organizations around healthcare and outside of healthcare adding nurses to their leadership teams, to their boards, to their various projects. What is it that they're seeing in nurses now that they didn't see before?
Well, I think they're, you know, it's the nurses that are at the front lines. And let's take a medical equipment company. Before they commercialize their product, you know, they're starting to see that, you know what, these nurses can be our subject matter experts. They'll be using it. They'll be testing it. So before spending the money to commercialize, let's get some nurses in and really tackle, is this going to work? You know, do we need to modify it? Do we need to? And this is where we're also getting more and more requests from companies to come in and use our nurses for subject matter experts before they commercialize their products. So I think that's what companies are starting to recognize. And you know, with innovation, it's not just what you're innovating, but at the other end of it, who's using it, right? Or what's your, so if you have adopters and, you know, you can, the company can actually save quite a bit of money before they actually commercialize.
So a final question for you. What advice would you offer to, you know, the nurse out there that's listening to this, and maybe her facility isn't involved in an innovation project like Mass General does, but she has an idea. There's something that is an innovation that they've seen work again and again for their patients, and they want to take it to the next level, maybe apply for a program like the Johnson & Johnson innovation campaign that they're doing, or something like that. What would you say to them about their next step?
So I would, you know, I would really search, because I think some of the institutions, so there's already, you know, if they're doing research, or there's already some program or resources available for the hospitals. Mainly, I think it was mostly with PhD researchers and physicians. There is a pathway that each institution has so they can, you know, protect their intellectual property, but they should take it to their leadership or search and see if there is a department that takes care of this and approach them. I think if nurses don't do that, you know, people will never recognize that nurses can be innovative. regulators. And so it is crucial to do that, and also bring around the team. You know, you might be able to get the physicians to help you, and they have pathways as well to really start networking, trial a process, publish it. The more we publish and we make people aware that nurses can in fact do that, I think we'll really hopefully get to where we would like to be.
Stay tuned for more new episodes here at Notes on Nursing Live coming soon, and check out another recent episode where I interview Janie Harvey Garner. Janie is the founder and current executive director of the nursing community Show Me Your Stethoscope. Check out that and other episodes of Notes on Nursing Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on nursing.jnj.com. Also, don't forget to submit your own innovative ideas to the Johnson & Johnson Nurses Innovate Quickfire Challenge for a chance to win access to grants and mentoring. More details can be found on nursing.jnj.com/home. Notes on Nursing Live is recorded for Johnson & Johnson Nursing by Medic Cast Productions. All rights reserved.